This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, Live Day. It's back. It's a couple of weeks, man. Tuesday, November 10th, our show in the men's room will be doing everything live.
We're going back to the old school's way, man. Old school's way.
Old school's way. Back when we did it in the studios.
Yeah, man. It's our sixth one, right?
This is our sixth anniversary of Live Day. Yes.
So sound effects, commercials, music, nothing will be pre-recorded. Of course, we are doing it COVID safely, which is why we're back in the studios doing it.
We're going to lean on some Zoom technology. We've got some of our friends in the music world, the Kyles from Superfecta, the Glens from the Glen Cannon, and the Damage Done. They're going to be in their own little home studios, piped in.
Nice.
It's going to be a lot of fun, a little bit more of an acoustic flair. But of course, we're going to still sing, BJ.
Yeah, the karaoke contest is back.
Oh, yes, yeah. And it's going to be a Van Halen edition.
In honor, of course, of Eddie.
Yes.
Of course, that makes sense. It's 2020, so what could possibly, you know, what else could possibly go wrong, really?
Everything.
Well, yeah. Us singing with musicians not in the room with us, that's going to go swimmingly.
In an internet delay.
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah. So you can listen to Live Day on The Rock. You can stream it live at KISW.com, Facebook Live.
Nice.
Live Day is presented by The Advocates. Tuesday, November 10th. You want all the info, go to KISW.com.
Let's play B. Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Surrounded by a screaming name. B. Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. B. Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to B. Migs, but it is Wednesday, so maybe someone could whack him instead.
Whack it.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo!
An effort was made earlier today, and that effort failed.
Whack it.
So we'll have to see what happens with our new contestant.
That wasn't an effort at all.
He tried to answer some questions.
He even messed up a question he got right.
That's true.
He was just, you know. Yeah.
That is very, very true.
Yeah,
so let's see if Keith in Lakewood has a better shot at that. Keith, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out!
For those playing at home, Keith will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Keith, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What two actors starred in the 2004 remake of the comedy Starsky and Hutch?
Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller.
Yes. Nice. What weather event brought Frankenstein's monster to life?
Lightning.
Yes. Catgut used for surgical stitching comes from what animal?
Pass.
What is the name of Angelina Jolie's eldest son?
Oh, God. Which one of her 14? Pass.
Annapolis is the capital of what U.S. state?
Indianapolis.
No.
Minnesota?
No.
I'll pass.
Who played Magneto in X-Men?
Which one?
Oh, crap. The first movie.
Well, just name one. You'll be right.
I don't know. Oh, God.
Would you like to pass?
You better pass then, buddy.
Pass, yeah.
Who played Raoul Duke in the movie Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
Oh, Jesus, pass. Too young.
Which explorer led the first expedition that sailed around the world?
Amelia Earhart.
No! And Keith, Keith technically did better than earlier today because he dropped a deuce.
All right, well, that's better than one.
One.
Yeah, I mean, it's twice as good.
Oh, well.
I'm still ashamed.
Yeah. I like how Keith nitpicked you, but he didn't have an answer for the question.
I know, right?
That was really good. But I'm going to ask.
Gotta try somewhere.
Yeah.
And technically, you are right.
Thank
you.
You yes. Because it's there's no subtitles to that one, and it's just that. The other ones all had subtitles and different names.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, so I didn't screw it up.
Okay.
Ish. Yeah. I think we're going to have to, you know. Yeah.
You're going to have to nitpick all you want. You just shut up over there.
Okay.
Hey, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What two actors starred in the 2004 remake of the comedy Starsky and Hutch?
Oh, crap. Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson?
Yes.
Aladdin.
What weather event brought Frankenstein's monster to life?
A thunderstorm.
No.
What was the question?
What weather event brought Frankenstein's monster to life?
Lightning.
Yes. Cat gut used for surgical stitching comes from what animal?
A cat.
No.
A dog.
No.
A cow.
No. What is the name of Angelina Jolie's eldest son?
Paris.
No.
Bubbles.
No.
Blanket.
No.
Annapolis
is the capital of what U.S.
Michigan.
State? No.
Maryland.
Yes.
Sorry.
Who played Magneto in X-Men?
Patrick Stewart.
No.
Sean Connery.
No.
That'd be cool. Oh, man, the ball guy. Liam Neeson.
No.
That's it.
Who played Raoul Duke in the movie Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
Nicolas Cage?
No.
Johnny Depp?
Yes.
Yes.
Which explorer led the first expedition that sailed around the world?
Christopher Columbus.
No.
Magellan.
What was that?
Magellan.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You win 5 to deuce.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. I don't know. Well, it doesn't matter. He won.
Yeah, he won. Yeah. Let's give it to him.
Sorry, Keith.
No, that's all good.
Magellan?
I know. It kind of sounded like Magellan.
I say Magellan. I said Magellan.
It sounded like you were going for like a breakfast item from McDonald's or something right there.
That's their latest breakfast sandwich.
Or that's your fake ID in Superbad.
Could be.
I love it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if I could have got a song out of that, I would have fought more for that one, Red, but it didn't matter.
Yeah, I know.
Magellan.
I did not say Magellan.
It totally sounded like
it. Yeah, we both heard that.
The two of you need to use Q-tips. In your ears.
Yeah.
Clearly you're hearing things wrong. Because neither Vicky or Danny are piping in saying that's what I said.
They're not even paying attention.
I didn't say anything about them. I just said that they're not piping in to say that I said Magellan.
Does anybody know what cat gut is made from?
I don't.
Tigers. Sheep.
Oh.
Not tigers.
I wonder why they call it cat gut.
No idea.
Yeah.
But it's also used to string bows.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Poor cat's like, ain't touching my gut.
Does anybody know the name of Angelina Jolie's eldest son?
I don't.
Is it Maddox or Pax?
Maddox.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Vicky knows. I'm like, why would anybody know that?
It was a big deal when it happened.
Yeah.
I think it was he was the first adopted. So.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. I mean, Paris, Blanket, you know, Bubbles. Those are names.
Bubbles is not Michael Jackson's kid, but
he treated like he's one of his kids.
Yeah, he did.
But I mean, those are names that are memorable. Like you go, you don't hear those names all the time. But Maddox, I mean, I hear
sure
that every
someone
time.
Someone remembers it.
All right,
Vicky.
I did.
Okay, BJ. Fine. Who played Magneto in X-Men?
Well, if we're going to go with your first one, it would be Ian McKellen.
Yes.
But I would say that Michael Fassbender also qualifies.
But he was an X-Men first class.
That's true.
An X-Men whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It was just X-Men that I was looking for.
It was just X-Men the movie.
Oh, was there controversy with that question?
There could have been. BJ was kind of looking for a reason to nitpick.
Because there's a bunch of X-Men movies, but you know, there's only two possible answers anyway. So.
Yeah, exactly. And well, congratulations, Steve. You got 5 correct and you win.
Good job, Steve.
Winner.
Yeah.
One texter says, yes, Steve, you said it. Another one, you 1,000% said Magellan. Y'all are just having hearing issues.
Yeah, look at that. I can tell by your face.
I know you said it. I might have sounded like that, but why would I say Magellan?
I don't know.
Because he wants some McNuggets.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Probably thinking some tasty Mickey D's right now. I can completely understand.
So it's a Magellan, the Dr. Scholl's breakfast sandwich.
Yes.
So it's a Steve's McLion.
Yeah. He's Mick full of it.
It could be one of those things where it came out that way, but in my head I said Magellan.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, I say a lot of things in my head that don't come out the way they
okay,
I think my head
so
says.
We can at least agree to that. Like, my intentions were pure.
Well, we can't agree to that, unfortunately.
Pure intentions don't get you correct answers,
sorry,
sir.
Buddy. Yeah, you know what?
Deep.
You'd be done. Jeopardy would say, sorry, Magellan, get out. No money for you. All right, there was another survey done. They asked, okay, 2,000 Americans over the age of 65.
Oh. That's right in your wheelhouse.
Not yet, though. Not yet, buddy.
All right, fine.
So they asked them name tech stuff that they did for the first time this year. And again, because of this bloody COVID, I mean, people just have more time on their hands. You know, just, all right, what am I going to do? Can't go anywhere. Can't do anything.
Well, dude, I think about my parents. Like, they're right now all about, as my mom calls it, she's like, we need to Facebook. I'm like, what do you mean we need to Facebook? You haven't used your Facebook account in like 12 years, Mom. She's like, you know, we need to Facebook so we could see baby Tatum and see the new house. And I'm like, oh, FaceTime.
Everything is Facebook.
Everything's right. Facebook.
But she thought it was called Facebook. But it's like, no, that's a whole different thing. But you could go on Facebook and do a video call.
That's true.
And at that point, I lost my mom. She's like, I don't use my Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm like, then why do you want a Facebook? She's like, you know what I'm
talking about. Hey, come on. You know what I'm talking about.
So, but that's something I never thought in a million years my parents would ever suggest, is to do a FaceTime call.
Yeah, a lot of folks over 65 are using Zoom.
It's kind of the same thing.
Hadn't done that.
Yeah.
A third of seniors have done it since the pandemic hit. The other thing that you, again, if you're over 65, you used to go to the doctor a lot. So I think this would be cool for them to not have to leave the house so much and just go to doctor's appointments. They get to video chat with their doctor. 1 in 4 old folks have done that.
I wonder if my parents are doing that, because they have so many doctor's appointments.
Yeah.
That seems to be like what they do all day long. It's just go to doctor's appointments. It would be nice for them to just be able to do it over the phone.
And I think a lot of it is maintenance anyway. I mean, that's what I've been doing with my doctor, is just like, hey, A, B, and C. I finally have to go see her to get a physical.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I don't know if I ever have to see her again.
Well, I know, like, my dad had his knee surgery, like, he had to do all his physical therapy from home, and they would send him videos, things that he could do. That was typically what you would do when you go to the doctor.
See, I need to go to a physical therapist. I have to, because I won't do it on my own.
That's a struggle, man. I know.
I won't do it.
You got to definitely be committed to that.
How about old people who are using a smartphone or tablet for the first time?
My mom's still not using a smartphone, which is also part of why it's funny that she wants a FaceTime. She would need my dad to do it.
Yep.
Because she still has a flip phone that sometimes I don't even know if she knows. I don't even have my mom's flip phone number. Because she doesn't answer it. So it's like,
what's the point?
Right. I don't think she even knows the number. Like, she just has it, I think, just for emergency purposes.
It is unfortunate, because my mother-in-law we could have a little bit more FaceTime with her, but she doesn't have a smartphone either, and she won't get one.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Again, it's just like, I'm too old for this technology. She's in her 80s. She's not going to do it.
The trick is finding something they love and getting them an iPad. That's what we did with my grandma, because she can't really sew or do things like that with her hands anymore, but she loves doing like the fill-in color apps. So we got her.
So my wife.
Yeah, so she used to do it on her tiny little smartphone, and we decided to get her an iPad so she doesn't have to strain herself anymore, and she's on it all the time. So she does, Facebook chat with you or do FaceTime because of it, because she's kind of had to learn.
How'd you get her hooked on the smartphone? At least she was on a smartphone.
Well, the same apps, but we just got her, just a bigger screen, basically. That was the gateway drug.
I get that. My point being is my mother-in-law won't do the smartphone, and I don't know how to get her to want to do a smartphone.
She just
doesn't want to do it.
Bridge, solitaire, something.
Yeah, she won't do it.
Angry Birds.
She won't even go to On Demand on her cable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. She's a beating. You're
out there. Does she not know who her son-in-law is?
Well, when she talks...
Does she just watch things live?
She complains. Yeah, she complains about her shows. And I'm like, there's a whole thing that you have.
Peter's like, so she's like, I missed my show or something like that?
Yeah, and she complains about the cable company. And she's like, I can't believe it's the same thing on every station. And I go, and I know what she has for a package, because I got her the package. I'm going, you have a lot of shows. You just refuse to press the on-demand button that will take you to a universe of new stuff that you don't know about. But she just won't do it. I don't know how to do it. Press the button.
Yeah. I could see that. I think you get to a point where you just don't give an F. You don't want to deal with it.
So she's not going to smartphone. No. I mean, this is a smaller TV that she doesn't want to work.
Someone says my mom just used Netflix for the first time just last month.
Oh, yeah.
And that is another thing that my mother-in-law would have a blast with. And
Netflix?
Well, because it's other TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because my mom, I signed my mom for Netflix last time I was there. And this was during the whole pandemic. Netflix and Disney Plus. And I was like, Mom, you're going to love this. They have all these shows. So I asked her a couple of weeks ago, how much have you watched? Oh, I forgot I had it.
No. Have you been paying for it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, Mom.
And you know something, dude?
That it started. Mom loses her Netflix privileges.
It's starting young because my wife has complained to me last night. She goes, I had to move into a new apartment because they're redoing my old apartment and I got nothing to watch. I only got basic cable. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, you have an app on your phone. You could watch everything, including your recorded shows that are on the DVR back in your old apartment. You could watch them on your phone. What? No. Oh, I don't want to know how to do that. And I'm just like, you know, and I'm like, oh, God, I know where she gets it from. I got mom-in-law and my wife that both won't use the I'm like, it's right on your phone. What everything is on your phone. You can watch whatever you want.
What if both of them are just doing this as like a concerted effort to troll you?
They're like, very possible.
They know the one thing you love more than anything is watching shows. And they're like, why don't we just bitch about not being able to see shows?
That'd be
and
amazing.
Just watch him melt down.
Dude, we have everything on her phone.
No, I know.
We get the Prime app. We have the Netflix app. I mean, the Xfinity app is on her phone. She could watch everything.
But does she have to watch it on the phone?
Yes.
Well, maybe she doesn't want to do that.
Oh, no, she loves
you to get her to Chromecast.
She watches YouTube videos on the phone, so that I know she watches stuff on the phone. You're right. She's trolling me.
She definitely is.
She's totally trolling me.
Steve just started a fight with BJ.
Yeah, you did.
Without even
this is great.
That's all right. There was a study said that fights are good. So when I yell at my wife and get dopamine.
What's up when she doesn't like my movie suggestions? I start calling her out on her.
Yeah. You should. All right. It's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? We got your calls. We got your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Spartan Plumbing. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, it is up for grabs, but Steve has a rule.
It's a simple rule. BJ has to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you'll be gone and we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
All right, so it said, you guys see the good news that the Seahawks made a trade for Carlos Dunlap?
Yes.
Oh, so
super exciting.
I'm not familiar with Carlos. What's that?
He's
what's
a defensive end. He plays for the Bengals. He's a pass rusher, which is what we desperately need. Now, there's talks. He's a little bit older. He's 31. Some feel like and he's had issues with his team to the point where they're like, hey, why don't you just stay home and not practice with the team so we can trade you? Like, he's not happy there.
Yeah.
He put up a tweet saying he's selling his house. He removed the tweet. And so some people believe that this season he hasn't performed as well as he usually does because he's just not happy with the defensive coach and the scheme there and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. But, dude, something's better than nothing at this point.
Yeah.
And the team needs desperately somebody that could put some pressure on a quarterback. And this is a guy that can do it. And I'm excited.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but look, you got to get excited. What else are you going to do? You're Mr. Half. You're half full.
To be on this one.
Yeah, I'm kind of. I mean, it's a good thing that Russell doesn't have me in his camp because I probably would be I would ruin everything. I'd ruin the positive vibe.
Russell would have cut that guy.
Yeah, he would have me cut. Yeah.
If you want, I'll use my big hands to cut him. So the good news is that he's going to be ready by the Niners game.
Right? I don't know.
I hope so.
I imagine he could play.
Better be.
Yeah. I mean, well, if not, there's still plenty of games left in the season. The team's only 5-1. They're not doing bad right now.
But these divisional games are super
important.
Yeah, because we want to win the division, and that's the way for us. And hopefully, we would love to get a bye, but if anything, we'd like to be able to host the home games. I feel like it's still better for the players to, I think, you know, have a home game.
And this is all according to Ian Rappaport, and like, the talk is that it won't be official till later today. So who knows when? Like 4 p.m. I think is when they say it'll be fully official. But that's exciting. That, you know, here we are bitching. What the hell are they going to do about their defense? What the hell are they going to do about their defense? Well, this was something that you could do.
It's something, you know, and hopefully they strike some gold with this. Like, because, I mean, like you said, we don't know what kind of season, you know, what kind of contribution is going to be made. But what do you expect to get? The fact that you get somebody that could be a contribution this late in the game is not bad.
Well, and he played well last year, so it's not like as if he was, like, you know, just a pile these last couple of seasons. It's just that he hasn't been happy yet, and I don't know. I can't get inside the mind of anyone, so what am I trying to do?
Yeah.
I'm just happy that the Seahawks are trying to fix a massive issue with that team. And a little bit of help could mean the difference of winning games. It could
have meant
the difference of winning that game against the Cardinals, which they really should have at the end of the day because they had to lead the whole game.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, woohoo! As the kids say, woot woot.
It's a woot woot moment.
Wow. Sorry. Steve's
here's
happy.
A dad moment right there.
What do you want from me?
Woot.
Not
woot.
A whole
woot woot.
Yeah.
Woot.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Woot woot. Okay. Listeners, all of those, you picked the topic. You got the show 206.
Like Beaker from the Muppets.
Yeah, you do.
Well, my wife says I look like Beaker, so that works out just great.
Well, you married the right one, Steve. 206-421.
I'm just happy she's attracted to someone that looks like Beaker.
That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, seriously. Go for it.
I definitely got lucky. I found an attractive woman that finds Beaker attractive.
Her, on the other hand, not sure luck's the word I'd used.
Oh, you ask her and she'll tell you how lucky she is.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Sounds, sounds very convincing.
It is.
Yeah.
She's got a freshly mowed lawn.
Oh, wow. What could a girl want?
Thank you.
Yeah. Not a euphemism.
Yeah.
No, that's a literal statement.
Yeah, it surely is. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Listeners on the loose.
Now, here's something that we're knowledgeable about, and that's food. This texter says, did you see the latest in the food debate? Raisins on mac and cheese.
No.
Oh, this is because...
I'd try it.
Oh, this is because of Drake.
Oh, so you're down with Drake's menus?
Yeah, I kind of know what Drake's doing these days. I guess Drake had a party for himself over the weekend. It wasn't on a private island. He didn't say he was blessed. Drake was smart. He just goes, look, you know what? I'm going to party up this way. I'm going to put raisins in my mac and cheese. That's what I'm going to do. And it was. It was on the menu of his birthday party. And it was mac and cheese with sun-dried tomato, capers, parsley, and raisins.
That's too much stuff on a mac and cheese. Shouldn't it just be macaroni? And cheese?
See, this is fancy mac and cheese. I like this.
Fancy mac and cheese when you take the little smokies and you put them in there, I thought.
Look, that's enhanced, no doubt about it, but it's not fancy. This is fancy. And I think it's a great... I love sun-dried tomato on anything. So that, to me, would make the mac and cheese fantastic. Throw some sun-dried tomato on there. Capers and parsley, sure. That can't hurt it. The raisins is what everybody doesn't understand. But I believe that it would be great because the raisins, first of all, if they get in there, they should get some of that moisture and they'll soften up and be like a little puffier.
Yeah, do you have to heat up the raisins in this mac and cheese or do you put them on as they're like still like, you know, room temperature?
Ooh, I think you throw them in there when you're baking it. If you bake it. I mean, I'm assuming they're baking this macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, I don't typically eat cooked raisins.
My wife makes an Italian delicacy called mezunga, and it's spinach, and it's a ricotta cheese, and it has raisins in it. And she bakes it in the oven, and the raisins become soft. And they're sweet. There's a nice sweetness that's added to whatever it is. And she has a lot of garlic in there. So the raisins really balance out the sweetness of this spinach. Like it's like a spinach square.
I'm not opposed to trying it. Like if I showed up to Drake's party, I typically don't go to his parties. But now I think I might have to take him up on those
really
offers.
You really have to. I mean, come on. Stop turning those invites down.
But if someone said, here's some mac and cheese with raisins on it, I'm not going to say no. It's not disgusting to me.
I see. Because I've had cooked
like
raisins.
Sauerkraut on mac and cheese or something weird.
Oh, yeah. It's not weird. Yeah. I've had cooked raisins, so I'm telling you, they're delicious. You know, in the right set.
I love raisins. I love boxed raisins.
Okay. Well, look at you. You're going to get raisins a cool way.
Vicky's not feeling this.
Why, no. Vic?
Do you like anything in your mac and cheese?
Yeah, like bacon.
Yeah, bacon's
or
good.
Chicken.
Do you like raisins?
They're fine. Like, I'll eat them and stuff, but it's not my go-to.
See, I hate raisins.
Why?
I don't like sweet things.
And especially when you're trying to do sweet and something that's as good as
mac and cheese. But you like Sour Patch Kids. They're sweet and sour.
Yeah. Maybe maybe that's what I need. Sour Patch Kids and my mac and cheese.
Okay. Well, you go ahead and have that abomination.
Wow. Dude, I just saw like a giant package of Sour Patch Kids. On the back, it had a recipe for how to make Sour Patch Kid cookies.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh.
Didn't we have those recently?
No, we had Sour Patch Kids ice cream.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
And Sour Patch Kids...
Chips Ahoy, wasn't it? We did do Chips Ahoy.
Yeah, those were cookies.
Those are cookies.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
You look correct, you then.
I guess.
We had to flush it out.
I'm not quite as old as you people might think I am. Yeah,
these are like homemade cookies someone can make.
Well, all right, sure. But I don't think we were impressed with the Chips Ahoy, and I like regular Chips Ahoy.
I'm willing to try it. I don't want to make them.
Yeah, and I would like to slide Vicky some raisins in her mac and cheese because I think she would like them.
At your age, you shouldn't say you want to slide your raisins to a woman.
That's okay, well, I would like to somehow put raisins in the mac and cheese, give them to Vicky, because Vicky, you, I think you'd appreciate it. You just have to not know they're there.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you like sweet stuff.
Yeah, but I don't. Like, I like my raisins and sometimes oatmeal raisin cookies.
What about
even
in a
then?
Salad? Raisins in the salad.
Oh, those are good, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It depends on the salad, but sure.
Dried cranberries, I think, would work, too. Put some dried cranberries in your mac and cheese.
I just like mac and cheese with just macaroni and cheese. Like, a lot of cheese.
Oh, is that what you like?
Yeah. Pretty basic.
You're such a basic bitch.
Lobster mac and cheese, if I want to get a little, like, was that bougie or bourgeois?
Yeah, sure.
Bougie.
Yeah, you are bougie. Bougie. Bougie.
Bougie. Bougie.
Bougie.
Bougie.
You're a douche and a bougie.
Wow.
Bougie. Give me some of that lobster mac and cheese. I'm a bougie man. Yeah.
Well, I'm 100% for the raisin mac and cheese. I'm 100% for
100%
that.
In it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Yep.
So you're not even willing to give it a try.
No. No, you just don't need to put raisins into everything.
Yeah.
You should ask, that's just the dumbest thing ever.
Ask Joe to make it for you.
Yeah,
because he makes mac and cheese for you for Thanksgiving, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Now, Ray, you know what? I can't believe we need to have Joe come in. Because if anyone is the authority on mac and cheese, it's the man who brags that it's his best dish.
It is his best dish.
Would he be willing to try it? And make it with raisins.
Listen, I think he's such a chef, and he saw all those ingredients because you can't. Mm-hmm. I think you got to put all those ingredients in there: the sun dried, the capers, the parsley, and the raisins. I think if you just put raisins in there, I'm not sure that'll work.
Right, it's not like Raisin Bran, but for mac and cheese.
Yeah,
this is stupid.
Oh my god,
stupid!
You're supposed to chef.
Thank you, Joe.
Mac and cheese is savory. You don't want to. You don't want to put sweet in there, man. It doesn't make any sense.
You've never had savory and sweet together?
Not with cheese. Like, I know you can do, like, brie and cranberry, right? But unless you're doing something fancy with your mac and cheese, with, like, you know, something different.
Okay.
I mean, if you got the traditional mac and cheese, you got to put, like, something salty on there instead.
I just had a blue cheese apple like salad. I just had a yes. Walnut apple salad with blue cheese. Like blue cheese crumbles. And that's exactly savory and whatever.
But, right. The salad I usually get at Panera is, like, the Fuji apple chicken.
Yeah.
And I think that's got, like, you know, stuff in it. It's pretty good.
Maybe Fuji's. Maybe chicken.
And apple chips.
Yeah. Well, that would be the
Fuji
part.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're chips. They're not like actual, like apples.
You know, are they made from apples?
Well, yeah, duh.
Okay, you're right. I'm an idiot. I'm sorry if I thought you had apple in your Fuji salad because it's a chip. Yeah, okay.
Chicken breast. Look at that thing. Doesn't that look good?
Those are like apple slices, Steve, aren't they?
No, they're chips.
Are they really chippy crispy?
They're hard.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm about to try that. I haven't had that at Panera.
It's apple chips. Yep. Six to... There it is.
There it is.
We crumbled up gorgonzola.
Ooh.
See? And gorgonzola.
Oh, I love gorgonzola.
That's cheese.
And then Fuji apple dressing.
Well, see, that makes sense, right? Because that's like a blue cheese. It's a stinky cheese with something sweet, right? The tester is, can you put raisins in Kraft mac and cheese? No.
Well, maybe we need to try this tomorrow.
I think we need to try it. But you have to bake it. They have to get plump. You can't just have regular hard raisins. They have to be cooked, I believe, because that's when they're even sweeter and plumper. And that's I know from the Mazunga. That's all I'm saying.
And there's a difference between like the purple raisins and the golden raisins, right? Because I've seen golden raisins put in a lot of savory stuff.
Well, golden raisins are the R. Kelly brand.
Ew. Now I'm really out.
Yep.
Yep. There you go.
Doesn't change my opinion on those golden raisins. I love them.
Steve likes to be showered with golden raisins.
Yo!
I'm just saying.
Okay. You pick the topic.
Still hungry. I don't care what you guys have to say. Still hungry.
It is Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
A bunch of people are texting about how excited they are that Carlos Dunlap is now going to be traded to the Seahawks. That's according to Ian Rappaport, that he's coming here from the Bengals for a draft pick, which is very exciting. One person says, though, his cap number next year is $13.25 million, though. Yikes. Who cares about next season? It's about this season.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll be back with the team next season, but that's okay.
Yeah. We need him now.
Yeah. Plus, he's, what, 31?
Yeah.
Time to move. He's old.
Yeah. No, there's always, you know.
He's too old for us now.
There'll be some renegotiation. Don't people renegotiate?
Yeah, it could be.
You know, say, okay, I'll change my deal.
It seems very apparent that this is just like, let's just fix what's going on this year. We have too good of an offense to screw this up.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens, man. It's a very telling next few weeks here for Seahawks fans. I think you're going to know what you got for a team. You're going to know what you can hope for with this team.
So it says, okay, time for me to retract my opinion of Steve's movie tastes.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh. I watched Overlord. Steve was right. It's so damn good. Thanks for the suggestion.
Nice. I'm excited for this.
Okay, what was Overlord again?
That's the one where I thought it was just going to be a movie about a group of soldiers fighting Nazi Germany in World War II. And then at some point during the movie, it completely twists and turns into a zombie film. And I did not know that going into it. And it threw me for a loop, but I loved it. And I hate typically zombie movies and war movies. So,
yeah. This is a very surprising. Literally very both. Surprising to
right.
me.
These are two styles of films. I don't hate them. I'd probably watch a war movie over a zombie movie any day of the week. But it was such a good movie. It was super fun. J.J. Abrams made it.
Did he direct it or he produced it? Do we know?
You're asking me questions.
Is his name all over? Is it a bad robot thing or did he?
I remember seeing he was an executive producer.
That makes sense.
It's a JJ joint.
It's a JJ joint.
The director is Julius Avery, whom I know nothing about.
I don't know much. That sounds very familiar, but I couldn't tell you a thing about him.
Well, he did Overlord.
All right. Well, that seems to be good.
Could have said that.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
So it's a Migs. Did you see the Dallas Stars blackout jerseys? They are sick. I did, and they're amazing. Let me see if I can pull it up. Check these out.
Are these new?
They're an alternate jersey. It's not going to be their actual jersey, but they're black with like someone's saying they look like Monster Energy drink green.
Yeah, it surely is. That's a very action-y, ravey green.
I think they look cool. Like they look like they glow in the dark.
They almost, I mean,
they kind of hope they do.
They do. They really look like they
those are cool. Wow. I think they're awesome.
And that's not their normal green color, right?
No, none of this is at all anything like the actual Dallas Stars colors.
At least they have green in their colors, but still not that green.
Right.
I wish that the Seahawks would do something like that. Like
I agree.
A blackout jersey with the like neon
that green. Action green or rave green.
Yeah.
Which one's action. Rave? Okay. Seahawks are action. Sounders are rave.
Yes.
And what I don't understand is it says returning to roots, Stars unveiled blackout alternate jersey. I don't. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I've never seen a jersey like that in my life.
Yeah.
At least
because they're trying to reestablish black as their primary jersey color. Because they used to use black in the base color of their jersey. So this time they decided to go balls out with it, apparently. They didn't say that part. That was me.
Okay.
Yeah. Although I'd respect their PR person if they used that in the press release, that we decided to go balls out.
Like, I want that. It just looks so, like, cyberpunk and, like, futuristic.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Yeah.
It's very, like, sci-fi-ish.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So that's for next season, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, how about that? The Dallas Stars making it happen. And we're not next season. We're the season after next?
Yeah, we have one more season to play before the Kraken start. And this isn't their main jersey. This is their third jersey.
Right.
Right. It's an alternate jersey.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now that I think about this, my head is hurting. Where are we? We're in fall. Isn't this when hockey is supposed to be starting up?
We right now should be starting the season.
That's right.
In October. October is usually when the season starts.
What are they going to do? Have you heard?
They're going to try and cram a lot of games is what I've heard. And they're going to start it in, I think their goal is to start December-ish. Which, I mean, I think you start... My opinion, you start with the Winter Classic. That's what I would do if I was the commissioner.
Oh, good call.
Which is January 1st. Had that be the big start to the season. Do a shortened season so you could get back on pace for the following season. I think what their hope is to try and push back the season after as well and almost like cram as many games as you can in, cram some more games into the next season, and then everything goes back to normal in 3 years or something along those lines. I don't think that's a good idea, personally. I don't know if they've changed their mentality on this, but that's the last thing I heard.
Yeah, because baseball's on schedule to start next season the way they normally do because they wrapped up the Fall Classic last night, and this is about when baseball would end. So they were smart. They played a shortened season but ended the normal time pretty much. Hockey and basketball did not do that as far as ending at the normal time. So it's so weird they're not going to start at the normal time. If they're going to try to cram too many games in rather than just, let's call it a half a season, you said, just start in January and just play a half a season.
That's what I would do. Just finish it how you would if the season was going on and you were in January. And that's the talk. At least the last thing I read, actually this article came out about 4 hours ago saying that their hope is to start in January, but there's still a lot of unknown because of the collective bargaining agreement and the extension and TV deals. So there's all this stuff, but here we are in November. They've only got a couple months to get this figured out.
Yeah, so in reality, the Kraken are supposed to start playing a year from now.
Right, the 2021-2022 season.
But that, according to Steve, depending on how they do this current season that's coming up, it may be delayed a little bit, and maybe we'll see the Kraken start later than we thought, or who knows what they're going to do with that season by the time, because everything I'm reading about COVID and trials and everything is they probably aren't going to have any sort of distribution of any possible vaccine until about April-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, the earliest, in spite of what you hear certain people say, it looks like April of next year is when we might start seeing vaccine distribution, and then even then.
And so a few people said they've canceled the Winter Classic and the All-Star Game. I just think that's how I would start. If I was commissioner, I would start the season with the Winter Classic and just be like, we're back. Big ass game.
Yeah, outside.
And then go from there. That's what I would do, but I'm clearly not the commissioner for a reason.
I agree, dude. I think the Winter Classic would be a great way to go.
And then do a half a season and then get everything back on track for the following year.
I like that plan. All right, there.
How stressful, though, if you're like a person that just put down your money and you picked out your seats for your season tickets for the Kraken, and there's still like this weird uncertainty of, are we even going to have fans there? And if we do, is it even going to start on time?
Yeah. Well, all right.
All right.
All right, then. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show.
This might be the dumbest question, but I'm so happy someone asked it other than me.
Okay.
I just said, dumb question, but I saw that Elton John is being made into a Barbie doll. If you could be made in the form of an iconic doll, what would it be?
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, and if I could be made
into a Barbie. So he's being made into a Barbie doll figure. So,
but it's still him.
Yeah. It's not like they're making, but you know what I mean? Like, he's now part of the Barbie doll family. He's set to look like he's a part of the Barbie doll collection.
Well, it's an iconic.
Like Ken. Ken's there, so now Ken's got his friend Elton.
Yeah, and according to what I've heard, it's a Barbie doll which celebrates his unique look. And Mattel says, quote, the Elton John Barbie doll shines bright in a glittery top and flare denim embellished with Elton's sparkling initials.
Okay, so Rev said that he was like, I already know what I would be. What would you be?
My Little Pony, thank you very much.
Rev's Little Pony.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Okay, so this is a Barbie doll made to look dress up like Elton. I don't think it's Elton himself.
It's not Elton.
Huh.
It's Barbie with the big glasses, a bowler top, and just some ridiculous clothing.
Barbie's dressed as Elton John for Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Elton John's joining the Barbie family.
No, she's just dressing like Elton. Well, that's cool. I mean, that's a nice nod to Elton John.
Oh, she looks cool in that outfit.
Yes, really, right?
Yeah, that's actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
All right, so if you're going to be an iconic action figure, what would you be?
If I'm going to be an iconic action figure, I want to be a pop. I'm pretty sure I've stolen everybody's thing. I want to have that big pop head.
That's not what I want to be. For old school wrestling fans, you remember the LJN action figures. They were these dumb, rubbery.
Oh, dude.
They didn't move. They were all in their own, but they're iconic. As a kid growing up, I wanted them all. So if I could be an LJN action figure.
That could be cool.
And I'd want mine to have my arms both out like I'm like, ready to grab someone and give him a body slam.
I totally thought you were going to say Stretch Armstrong.
Me too.
Stretch Armstrong would be pretty sick.
Yeah.
I was also torn, though. G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip.
See, just, I guess, you got a lot that you can choose from,
Danny?
I'd have to go with the troll.
Oh, right.
Just the hair.
The trolls with the old hair.
Perfect,
And they had the gem in the belly button. Yeah, that's me.
That would be cool to have Danny's face in a troll.
Wait, Danny, do you have a gem in your belly button?
I wish I did.
Would your troll be wearing that silly Halloween sweater that you're wearing today?
Yes, they would. Nice. 100%.
It's the best.
He's got the ugly Christmas sweater Halloween style.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I was going to dress as a vampire today and just go full out since I'm not going to be here on Friday, but to piss BJ off. But then I didn't really want to go through the effort, and I opened up my closet, and I was like, I forgot I have an ugly Halloween sweater.
So can I just say, as you jerks get older, you piss me off because you give me a hard time, and I go, it's just too much effort. And you go, come on! And now you're getting to the, it's too much effort part of your lives. So go F yourselves.
Okay.
Fair.
All right.
Well, see, you should be happy that we're finally becoming curmudgeons like you.
I am very, very happy. I mean, the hypocrisy is ridiculous, but... You know, I want someone to come in and give you as much of a hard time as you gave me, but unfortunately, you're all pretty much the same boat now.
Vicky, where would you be?
Monster High Dolls.
Monster
High Dolls. Oh, I remember Monster High Dolls.
They're kind of like Barbies, but they're all like a different type of monster, like a vampire, werewolf. I think there's like a mummy.
Well, all the Universal Monster High kind of characters.
Mm-hmm, but they have, I think, their own maybe cartoon series, I believe. My cousins were all obsessed with this and wanted them for Christmas, so I remember having to do my research. But they're so cool looking.
Yeah, I remember those. I remember seeing those in the stores a lot. Those were cool dolls.
I want one.
All right, you can be one.
Yay!
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was also a big one.
Oh, I loved those.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, why didn't I think of this? He-Man! Yeah. Oh, dude, I'd be down for that.
Steve-Man!
And that came first.
Master of his bedroom.
Were they action figures before a cartoon?
I feel like the cartoon was there just to sell the figures.
Yeah, just like Transformers in every 80s
so
cartoon.
Quick, yeah.
Yeah, Iron from Ever said I'd be a Transformer, duh. Someone said I would be a Care Bear.
Oh, Care Bear.
No, I'd be the Don't Care Bear.
Oh, I like that one.
Someone says, Steve, I have to text in and tell you that my wife and I just finished watching Money Heist. Boy, were you right. What an amazing show. BJ, you must watch this. You'll love it.
Okay.
Good answer.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. All right, now we have a question, though, that has to be answered, actually. This one is important. Please really focus on this one. What do Ryan Castle and an escape room have in common? I'll tell you at 949 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and an escape room have in common?
Well, I've been trapped in this room since mid-March.
Oh, that's a good point. Haven't been able to escape that.
We miss you.
Miss you.
Do we, though?
Someone says that BJ would never do either one.
No.
Both leave Steve in a panic.
Yeah.
And Steve puts very little effort into getting out of either. I've tried in those escape rooms.
Yeah.
He doesn't put in a lot of work getting in it either.
That's true.
Oh. So last week, there were some thieves. They broke into an escape room business in the Netherlands. And while they were inside, they focused most of their energy on breaking into an antique safe. But when they finally got that safe open, all they found inside were riddles. Because cracking the safe is part of being in the escape room.
It wasn't really like a safe with actual money in it.
So these dopes were like, oh, man. So what did they get? They got a camera, candy, soda, and $11 in cash for breaking into that escape room. And cops are trying to track them down. But really, why?
They should have also got a button for figuring out how to get out of the escape room.
Yeah, that's a good point. They probably should have.
Funnier if they got trapped in there.
Yeah, that would have been great. Yeah, but they couldn't do too good well because they couldn't solve the riddles of the riddle, and they got $11. Ryan Castle, nice. He's got more than that. He's got 12 pack, and that's up next.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
We got a new contestant. We've got Dan in Seattle. Dan, are you there?
Good morning, BJ.
Whoa.
Good morning, Dan.
He's like
good
Bob was
morning,
there.
Good morning, BJ.
Oh, Bobby.
Yeah, look at that.
BJ.
Could you do the deep version as well there?
Can you do the sexy Bob Rivers?
The deep version?
Yeah. Here, we'll let you hear it. Hear it, and then maybe you can do it.
Good morning, BJ.
There you go.
Good morning, BJ.
There we go.
Ooh, little extra creepy on that one.
Yeah.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.